October 25th. Dear you, how's the move? I hope it went well and you've settled in okay. The other day I walked past the park we used to always hang out at. Although they're tearing it down now to build the plaza or something new, I'm not quite sure. Everything's nearly torn to pieces, all but the large rocks we used to sit at. Remember? Well, it made me remember about the time you called me at 12 a.m. to meet you there. You didn't speak. We only sat there together, enjoying the cold autumn air. Until you said something that still sticks with me today. Do you remember? That day you asked me what home is to me, and I couldn't answer because I didn't know. It got me thinking, and I realized I don't have a place to call home. Home in itself is a loaded word. I mean, think of the very idea of it, and there's a feeling of warmth. A place which is fond. It's sometimes used interchangeably with words where someone lives. However, I think home in itself is something more. When you hear the words house, mansion, apartment, or flat, they're all words that evoke an image. What makes it a home is that personal touch, that investment which makes it a welcoming place for not only yourself, but those you wish to welcome. To realize what it means in itself is interesting. Had me thinking, and I realized that I'd like to think there's a vast difference between what is a home and what's a place to live. As people, it seems as though we all strive to find what that home in our lives is, and it's difficult when we're forced to make decisions so quickly. You know, it's as if before we know it, we've grown up and lost our innocence to the world. What home is thought is that one place where it's okay to still be a child. It's that one place, whether it be in our mind or in the physical world. What we call home and what we need to go to, it's that one solace in the chaos around us. It's simply not a physical place. It's anywhere in which the colors and the very essence of a person is able to roam freely without the fears of judgment from others. I mean, it could be a forum, a cave in the woods, a house, or in my case, nothing. Home is a thing that we can all turn to when we feel lost in reality and need an anchor. And you know, I'll always be there, waiting with open arms and welcoming you no matter what condition you're in. It's what you want it to be, and it'll always support you and shape you. I'd like to think that everyone has a home. Not just a place to live, but a place to be. It doesn't have to be yourself or myself, but a place of comfort and of peace. I I don't quite know where my home is. I don't think I know where that home for me belongs. Hell, I don't even know if there's a place for me quite yet. But I suppose that's more reason for me to explore the world until I can find that place where I can fit in perfectly. I'll simply keep finding out about the world, myself, people, places, and all the things which make life beautiful. Perhaps one day I'll journal those findings as I journal these thoughts to you. And perhaps one day I'll realize that the home I seek is the one that's in front of me the whole time. Who knows? Until then, I'll wander until the sun sets and come back to a place to rest. Maybe one day I'll find that home. Sincerely, me.